It is Friday, May the 3rd of 2024. I am J. Cleveland Payne. This ranking right here is called Things You Might Have Heard, and we're going to present for you 8 stories that I have queued up for you, stories from yesterday, and you called them pretty good stories. You vetted these stories as conversational, covering information, politics, current events, and pop culture news, including some UCLA news, of course, protests ending there, more or less, the sale of Mint Mobile and Shiraz University offering up spots for those folks who were protesting UCLA. It all comes full circle. The vetting process is pretty simple, but we'll explain it to you at the end of the headline presentation and bring you some great things that are some synergy things from some other things we do around here. Our website tells you what we do around here are the Conversation Project's website. This is theconversationproject.com, and you can check it out all day, all night, all the time for great things and how we do stuff. And email us whenever the feeling moves you at theconversationinbox@gmail.com. As I said, 8 stories in the queue for you today. No particular order in the presentation, but we'll give you some context of how we got to where they got, and we'll get you to some headlines starting right now. Our first story for the morning, headline reads like this, right off the bat, we're getting to it. California police flatten pro-Palestinian camp at UCLA, arrest protesters. Pretty graphic view, as you see from the picture in the video, pretty graphic scene going across the nation, and pretty graphic the way it's explained, but here we go. Police recently intervened at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, where they forcibly dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment and arrested numerous protesters. This action is part of a broader series of events involving pro-Palestinian demonstrations at various U.S. college campuses. The protests, which involve significant police presence and some instances of chaos, highlight differing approaches to universities by handling these demonstrators. For example, UCLA witnessed a forceful police response. Berkeley adopted a more hands-off approach to similar protests. UCLA basically said, we are literally not going to negotiate with these protesters, with these terrorists, and they went in and stormed the castles in some cases. Not a lot of serious loss of injuries or no loss of life at all here, and basically no loss of life in any of these protest breakups, but there have been some people roughed up pretty seriously, have been some police sort of injured in slight melees, and there have been the bit of confusion on why we're doing this anyway. Literally, why are we doing this anyway? Comparisons to 1968, and people protesting in the Vietnam War at that point in time. I've done comparisons to even further back to civil rights just in the past, going back to that one, and how things happen. Once I said, often is if the protesters don't leave on their own because they feel like it or get bored, please come in. And please come in, things get rowdy. Luckily, not too rowdy. The big news is school is out. Will we have these protests in the fall when school's back in? And the war is probably still going on in Gaza. This is something we shall have to see. Our headline for story number 2 this morning. T-Mobile buys Mint Mobile for $1.3 billion. Ryan Reynolds could make $300 million from the sale. T-Mobile has completed its acquisition of Mint Mobile for $1.35 billion. That's a lot of money. Major deal is a telecom industry. Other than the telecom industry also significantly benefits the actor and entrepreneur Ryan Reynolds, who is a co-owner of the company, and he's anticipated to get $300 million directly from the sale. He could use that for, you know, that soccer team that's not making many money. Mint Mobile has been known for its budget-friendly wireless services, and its ownership change marks a significant move for T-Mobile and expand its market reach. Will the terms and conditions change for Mint Mobile customers? Not in the near term, maybe somewhere down the line, because, you know, these things get eaten up, gobbled up while going on. Will it operate as a separate company for a while? Probably. Will it eventually be eaten up and to be the big evil T-Mobile already is? Pretty much. You can expect the happy-go-lucky commercials to be gone, unless they pay Ryan to stick around for those things, and the T-Mobile service to basically overtake whatever you love about Mint Mobile, I'm going to say fairly soon. This is how these things work. MeTV is launching a 24/7 classic cartoon network in partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery called MeTV Toons. This is a very proud moment for me as I actually helped work in the launch of MeTV here in the little digital station in a TV studio here in Little Rock. MeTV is launching a new 24/7 network dedicated to classic cartoons, calling it MeTV Toons in partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery because they own basically all the classic cartoons. Network will feature a lineup of beloved classic shows, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, George Jetson, Top Cats, love me some Top Cat, and Yogi Bear. MeTV Toons will not only be available over the air in some places, but offer a free streaming version expanding across these nostalgic cartoons. You don't have to initially buy the streaming package or get the streaming cartoons to get something like this. It will be over the air. Now, the caveat will be over the air as in a digital channel, if you will, and sometimes in some spaces where it's actually pumped in as a digital channel locally. So MeTV Toons, no real date on when it's coming, but guess what? Your TV love will come and you can share the love of Dippity Dog. Dippity Dog, that's like a Chuck E. Cheese place. Ricochet Rabbit, let's go with him. And those cartoons with the ones you love who don't understand what this is all about. El Cabong. I don't know why I went with El Cabong at that moment. Let's go to the next story. This one gets back to a big note of seriousness. Arizona Senate passes repeal of 1864 abortion ban set into governor's desk. And this ban law has been signed. So the Arizona Senate has recently voted to repeal the state's 1864 abortion ban. Historic legislation originating from the Civil War was actively considered after being deemed enforceable by the state Supreme Court. The bill to repeal this near total abortion ban has passed the state house, is going to the governor's mansion. It's been signed already. After the signing, legislation will not take effect immediately, of course, but will instead take a couple months to actually go into full implementation. So it's not quite over yet. In fact, they're probably still going to fight this thing for going forward, but the actual law going into law will take a little bit of time. Charles Barkley says he can be a free agent if TNT loses NBA TV rights. The big story going around here is that NBA TV or the NBA TV rights are being up for sale and NBC may buy them back. May even buy back John Tesh's NBC NBA song, remember from back 20 years ago, because that's still stuck in my head and I wonder why I don't hear it all the time, because rights went out and John Tesh is waiting for more money. They say if the money's right, it's there. This is not about John Tesh, although it should be. This is about Charles Barkley, who's saying if TNT loses the rights to NBA games, which is essentially what keeps TNT on the air, along with like matchups for March Madness, they do have hockey, yes, but it's really just a place to have lots and lots of basketball. He becomes a free agent. He'll be fine. He's got money. He may run for governor of Alabama. He's been saying that for quite some time. This may be the time for him to run for governor of Alabama. Probably not, but he says he'll be fine to be a free agent. Somebody will pay him. CNN tried to pay him, and it didn't quite work so well. But somebody will pay him. He'll make money. He won't stop talking on TV. He's pretty sure that's going to happen, even if TNT loses all rights to NBA basketball games. The story at number 6 this morning. 8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart locations nationwide recalled for possible E. coli contamination. A significant recall of beef being issued, according to Walmart stores, by the U.S. Department of Agriculture announcing the recall about 16,000 pounds, about 8 tons, of raw ground beef. Recall promoted due to concerns that the meat may be contaminated, potentially posing health risks to consumers. Check out if you have beef from Walmart. This is Walmart branded beef, if you will, packaged by them and sent to the stores. So look for articles. Click the link and find more details on this one. Call your Walmart and see if it's a particular lot of beef for you to take there. And if you're just afraid of it and don't want to deal with it, toss it out and buy more beef. Anything on the shelves now is good. Anything that might be out there, you may want to check. Just like I said, go to your Walmart retailer, call them up and see if there's any information on the lot number. It'll be on the beef you bought and you can see whether you're safe or not. Alan Lichtman, Nostradamus of U.S. presidential elections, shares his forecast for 2024. And this is a quote from him. So we're going to let the words come straight from this man. He picked the last 4 or 5 elections like on the nose. Picked Donald Trump, picked Obama, picked Joe Biden. Here's what he says. I have not made a final prediction yet, but I do have a motto for 13 keys to the White House, which have been correct since 1984. 10 elections in a row. And the way it works, if 6 or more of these 13 keys go against the White House party incumbent, they are predicted to lose. And if fewer than 6 of them are then predicted to win, that's the incumbent. Right now, a lot would have to go wrong for Joe Biden, the incumbent, to lose this election. He's at the moment down by just 2 keys. And you want to do math in your head, that would be a 7-5 matchup. No, it would not be. Math in my head is terrible. 7-2. I guess that would be That 13 doesn't work out well, but we'll here we go. Let's just give you the 13 keys because I can't do math. Per Lichtman, the 13 keys include party mandate, nomination contest incumbency, third-party factor, short-term economic stability, long-term economic growth, policy shift, social stability, scandal-free, foreign military mishaps, foreign military triumphs, incumbent charm, and challenger appeal. According to that one, right now, two keys up is Mr. Biden. Mr. Trump has some wiggle room, but the way Key says it, this is going to make awful for the actual replay with all these breaks and water drinks and burps and things. The way he says it, Key says it, it's got a lot more has to go wrong for Biden to lose this. Although there's a lot of time, a lot of things in the wings that can go wrong. We're not there yet. And finally, number 8 story for this morning. Iran's internationally renowned Shiraz University to grant scholarships to expelled pro-Palestinian students in U.S. and Europe. Shiraz University in Iran has announced a new initiative to offer scholarships to students who have been expelled from universities in the United States and Europe due to their pro-Palestine activities. This move by Shiraz University, which is recognized internationally, so it's a pretty good school, is aimed at supporting these students to continue their education despite their political repercussions they may have faced in activism. This scholarship program underscores the university's commitment to academic freedom and support for international students affected by political conflicts and policies abroad. Remember, in Iran, about a year ago, there were protests over women having to wear hair scarves and people died. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't think their freedom of expression will work if they're not actively complaining about Israel. They complain about something else. I'm pretty sure they're being sent backpacking to Europe or the U.S. as it goes. So this may not be the scholarship you're looking for. This may not be your refuge in your freedom of expression and getting a great university education. That might actually work out, the education part. It's the whole freedom of speech, because I'm pretty sure when you start protesting, they're not going to bring you granola bars or water either. That's just something I foresee coming out of Shiraz. And their football team, not very great. Although soccer, I guess, is pretty good there, if you want to take it that way. Let's go to our teaser story for this morning. This is a headline that we could talk about in our next iteration, which will actually be come Monday, because it is Friday, and we're going to talk about in a bit about promoting our Friday stuff as well, our weekend shows, if you will. But this headline is a story, if you engage in it enough, we'll talk about it come Monday. The headline reads, NCAA could pay more than $2.7 billion to settle antitrust suits, sources say. That's from the sources. This is from ESPN. And if you want to get into this one, this story is already posted actually a few hours before we actually went live with this at 5:50 in the morning. So it's going to maybe take a while to find it if you actually come in later in the day to watch the video or get the audios of this. But if you want to talk about this one, it may pop up in your feed. You may have to go looking for it. Engage in the story. Engage in all the stories. Every 50 minutes, we post news stories, articles from all over the spectrum of the internet for you to engage in. And your engagement tells us what stories are most important. Come Monday, we're going to give you 10 stories. We gave you 8 today. 10 stories on Monday from the top 30 of the weekend. Get about 30 plus in a day's worth of time. So Tuesday through Friday, we give you the top 15 of those 30-ish and pull 8 of those from there. On Monday, top 30 of the 90-ish and pull 10 of those to present to you. Will this be one of those that will survive the weekend? It very possibly can. Go to our feeds on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/ThisIsTheConversationProject and Twitter.com/TH_conversation. That's Facebook.com/ThisIsTheConversationProject, Twitter.com, or of course, because it's formerly known as Twitter, X.com/TH_conversation. Click whatever emoji you want to click on to give it engagement. Share it a few times. Make sure you actually read the article and get the details. And your engagement score lets us know what to talk about literally come Monday. Come every day, but come Monday for this particular batch of stories. The Conversation Project Spotlight sponsor for this week has been Blinkist. And the Blinkist app is a way to catch up on all the reading you're missing by catching up on the reading really, really fast. It condenses big, long, scary books with lots of words into them with less words less scary words, and easy to digest blinks that gives you the full digest of what's going on. It's like a shot to the gut. That's just exactly what you need when you need to get things going. Not a full course meal, but it's a granola bar in a sense and a bottle of water to get you through that day. You can also share your love of blinks and books with others with the Blinkist Spaces function. You make a space, you put a blink in that space, and you share it with people who don't own the app, and they also can get the quick version of the book. Now, I talk about the fact that I read a book on the way to work and at night before bed, basically every single night. Last night was a long night, so we just went straight to bed. But I get a chance to listen to books in about 30 minutes total, 15, 20 minutes in the morning, 15, 20 minutes in the evening, and get some knowledge in my brain going forward. Some longer books, you know, some really long books, some 12, 14 hour books I like to read, i.e. listen to in audio form for on weeks at a time, can be read or listened to this audio form in 35 to 45 minutes. You can catch up on a lot of knowledge, a lot of things, autobiographies and nonfiction books using Blinkist. And use our link to give us a little help and give yourself a little help, a little off in your use of the actual app. We get a commission if you install the app and use it. That simple. This is theconversationproject.com/Blinkist. This is theconversationproject.com/Blinkist. This is theconversationproject.com/BLINKIST. Blinkist. Conversation Project lives online at this. It's theconversationproject.com. We live there, if you will. We have our home there for all the things you need to see about what's going on. So if you're watching this on video and want to just get the audio version because you don't need the video and it's easy, more portable, you can find it there and get that downloaded directly into your podcast fetch there. If you don't want video or audio, you just want to read the links. And now we've got the short reads that I have here that the robot editor works on every day. We have that. We're going to work on that as a test in the newsletter. So you can get that from the newsletter. Find out links to that at the website as well. Find out links to our other sources for our short links, our other things we do, fun things we do. And of course, to the weekend shows, which of course include the weekly wrap up, the top 10 pure engagement stories, scores for this weekend, and the stories of the week, plus other fun stuff as well. Check out more sponsors and consider being a partner to help us get things done here better-ish, maybe. Of course, you don't have to do any of that stuff, any of the extra stuff. If you're hanging out with us every morning and just engaging with stories on the feeds and emailing us at theconversationinbox@gmail.com, that helps out immensely, immensely, immensely. But if you deem us worthy, we will be more than happy to be great stewards of your support. And you actually get a front row seat to what's going on behind the scenes. So consider being a partner with us today. Go to our partnerships page at our website and consider it. Now, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day is a partnership that we have with More Better Media LLC, which oddly enough, I also own. And this is actually a part of it. But as part of synergy, if you will, promote what's going on over there. We want to get you more knowledge, more fast stuff. So quickly, multitude is your name for the day, your word for the day. Your name is what your name is. But your word for the day is multitude. And it's a large and definite number, meaning, or that's the meaning, your use of in sentence is, the library was home to a multitude of books. Many large and definite number of books, offering an endless knowledge and adventure to those who sought it. That's a very inspiring quote right there, or sentence, if you will. Multitude, your word for the day. Check out the word of the day and other big words at thebigwordsproject.com. Look for our latest incarnation in book form called Big Words You Ought to Know, a word of the day essentially in the book form as well. Check it out today. That's said, thebigwordsproject.com. And with that, we're going to call it a week, at least for things you might not have heard. I am Jay Cleveland Payne. Thank you so much for being a part of the show for this week. Your engagement gives us the stories to talk about. We don't have a rundown unless you give us what to talk about, because like I said, we get over 30 stories we post over the day in the span of a day plus a few hours in the morning. And we don't pick them just randomly, arbitrarily. You picked out today's top 15. We picked 8 stories from that and gave it to you, hopefully in a very good, digestible way. If not, email us at theconversationinbox@gmail.com and let us know what we can do better. Follow us in the feeds and make sure we know what stories to talk about next time. And of course, consider being a partner. Go to our partnerships page at our website. This weekend, we have the weekly wrap-up, which will be 10 stories that you said were the top stories because you said them. We'll tell you exactly what stories were there, which ones we actually covered and which ones we didn't, and maybe a little context on why we didn't cover them. Some of them are, you know, gets a lot of engagement, but not really all that sparkly. Some of them are really, really, really big stories that get kind of scary that we didn't want to get into. some of them just sort of slipped our minds and slipped in last minute. We just didn't think they worked out. We'll give you some context of the week in the weekly wrap-up and context on bigger detail on some of the stories in the stories of the week happening soon. Stay limber, stay hydrated, stay on task for all the grand things you're here to do. I am Jay Cleveland Payne. I love you immensely. We can't do this without you. And we will do this again, hopefully with you again, coming up 3 days from now, 5:50 a.m. on Monday morning. We're going to launch this thing again and do some fun stuff together. So let's do some fun stuff together. Be news nerds. Talk to you soon.